discussions are always good. Otherwise, you know, it will become completely academic. So, I mean, these are like, these are very valuable, especially like what you shared, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. I mean, it was so, I felt really good, actually. You know, it is, sometimes, you know, Prabhu, I will share with you, this is something personal, that I used to do this. After I completed my Bhakti Shastri, I started, in Bhakti Shastri, I very thoroughly studied Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and Surrender Unto Me. So, and then in NOD, I studied Prabhupada's NOD with, along with Waves of Devotion. So, this I did very nicely. Then after the Bhakti Shastri got over, then I got inspired to study Bhakti, you know, Srila Vishwanatha Chaitanya course and Baldev Vidya Bhushan's commentary. And there Bhanuswami Maharaj's book came. So I started working on that. It was, I used to do this exercise, you know, read a particular verse. And I used to, after when I got somewhat used to Baldev Vidya Bhushan's Vishwanatha Chaitanya course style of writing and, you know, the philosophy. So I used to start guessing before reading their purport. I used to guess, you know, what they are going to say. Let me guess. Or even Prabhupada's purport. What will Prabhupada write in this purport? Actually, no, Prabhu, it is a very, very, I found it very, very powerful way of enhancing your Shastra Yukti.
Oh.
Your the logic of Shastras. So, so I used to read and I used to guess, okay, maybe this is what he will write in the commentary. And sometimes while doing this exercise, you would realize that Srila Vishwanatha Thakur would exactly write that. Or Baldev Vidya Bhushan would exactly write that. And then literally it would be like a very... your ass will stand on end. not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
And I found this a very, very powerful way of, you know, enhancing your Shastric logic. And you sort of feel like you are becoming... you are able to understand them. You are able to understand their language, their thought process, and you know, you get a glimpse of probably what it is to follow in the footsteps in terms of thinking, you know. So the reason why I told this is when you shared that clip from Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, you know, I literally felt like that, you know, it was very that's very satisfying. This thing
I was,
you know,
thrilled. I didn't understand when Mara said to. I had heard that lecture 2-3 times. I never understood. But again, I heard 2-3 days back. And recently, I was hearing NOD and recently you shared. Immediately, it clicked. Wow, Mara is saying this. I was so happy. From 2-3 days, I was eager. I somehow thought of sharing with you.
But in one sense, na, Prabhu, this is quite clear from the writings of the acharyas.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. Maybe like how the way you read with that intensity and some very, very scrutinizingly, then only you'll be able to get that that type of understanding, I felt. Otherwise, not possible. Now, Namabhas, I never heard in ISKCON anybody speak. Unless somebody of that much serious interest and they try to understand only, they will be able to crack this. Not possible.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the credit goes to the group. Because if you're reading alone, you know, even if you don't understand, there is a chance that you may think, mujhe samajh mein aa raha hai bolke. But then you have to explain it to others. When you have a group, committed group, who will not accept whatever you say. You know, they want explanations. You know, that with you actually. So
Yeah.
this was a group activity we did actually. क्या है, कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, व्हाट इज ही टॉकिंग अबाउट. ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट नामाबाज दिस वे, बट हियर ही सेज फॉर विद नामाबाज यू कैन डू दैट. सो अगेन एंड अगेन यू नो, देन आफ्टर 3 टाइम्स स्लोली थिंग्स स्टार्टेड फॉलिंग इन प्लेस एक्चुअली.
Yeah.
तो इट टुक अस टाइम. सो इट वाज अ ग्रुप एक्टिविटी एंड इट वाज, अदरवाइज इफ आई हैड डन इट अलोन प्रोबेबली 10 टाइम्स एंड आई वुड हैव नेवर हैड द पेशेंस टू रीड इट 10 टाइम्स टू फिगर दिस आउट. बट दिस इज व्हाई आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल फॉर जीवी प्रभु. इवन दो समटाइम्स 2 पीपल और 3 पीपल में ओनली अटेंड, बट देर इज अ वेरी पावरफुल पोटेंसी ऑफ डूइंग समथिंग डे इन एंड डे आउट डेली. सो दिस आई विश पीपल एक्सप्लोर दिस, यू नो, बिकॉज इवन दो आई मीन, बट मेनी टाइम्स पीपल गो फॉर यू नो बिगर ग्रुप्स एंड यू नो आई कैन रीच आउट टू मोर पीपल एंड सो आई हैव सीन इट अक्रॉस टेम्पल्स, पीपल डोंट एक्सप्लोर द सिंपल थिंग ऑफ कमिंग टूगेदर इवन इफ इट मे बी 2 or 3 पीपल डेली सिस्टमैटिकली रिगरसली गोइंग थ्रू द बुक्स. समहाउ इट इज मिसिंग इन आवर टेम्पल्स. नाउ यू नो प्रभु, इन निगड़ी निगड़ी टेम्पल देर आर अ ग्रुप ऑफ ब्रह्मचारीज फॉर द लास्ट 2 years, मे बी नॉट 2 years, मे बी वन वन एंड हाफ ईयर्स, दे आर रेगुलरली हियरिंग आवर आफ्टरनून डिस्कशन रिकॉर्डिंग्स. आई हैव शेयर्ड ऑल द स्लाइड्स विद देम एंड डे इन एंड डे आउट प्रभु डेली 2 hours सॉलिड. वॉट एवर मे चेंज दे विल टेक टाइम आउट एंड दे विल यूज द टाइम फॉर डिस्कशन. एंड नाउ द लास्ट 6 months और सो मेनी मेनी कॉन्ग्रीगेशन डिवोटीज हैव कम एंड टोल्ड व्हाट हैज हैपेंड टू यू यू पीपल, यू नो योर क्लासेस, यू नो द स्टैंडर्ड हैज रियली चेंज्ड अ लॉट एंड दे आर रियली अप्रिशिएटिंग इन वन सेंस. सो बिकॉज व्हाट दे डिस्कस दैट्स व्हाट दे विल स्पीक आल्सो नाउ ब्रो. सो दे हैव बीन शेयरिंग विद सो मच, you know, there are 2 or 3 devotees who used to call me and they said, Prabhuji, you don't know what is happening. I said, Prabhu, I don't know what is happening. telling Prabhu, really, you know, this is, there is something which is, you know, really changing and we are getting addicted to this. And, you know, so I seriously wish that people, that at least Brahmachari should explore this because, you know, it has tremendous potency. And you won't believe, Prabhu, there are many many grihasthas who are doing this. There are many grihasthas, many of whom attend the Manasiksha sessions. They are very, very serious and very advanced devotees actually. What some Matajis, Prabhu,
The way they
they have
ask questions, my God.
the way they ask questions. And another thing, these Matajis, some of them, they don't ask questions in the class. They personally, you know, send messages and ask questions. They have heard whole Bhagavad Gita, Prabhu, 300 hours recording, three times each lecture,
My God.
which means 900 hours. I said, where do you get all this time? He said, Prabhuji, we don't have time. So while cooking and cleaning and all those things, I hear. So I cannot attentively hear. That's why I hear each class three times.
Three
My goodness, I can't imagine. I mean, this is like so humbling, actually.
God.
I mean, these many of these devotees, Prabhu, they have much more taste than what you have, actually. And it is so. I said, Mataji, you must be speaking, and we should be hearing. You know, I don't really feel like, you know. You know, the kind of sincerity and attention that they have, and like that they have heard Jayavadharma also, hearing each session three times, and they said, why you have stopped with 17th chapter, why didn't you go ahead? I said, yeah, I mean, the devotee with whom I was discussing he had other priorities, so he couldn't. The first time we did Jeva Dharma, it was not, at that time we had not started recording any of our discussions, so
Oh, it's
nothing was recorded. So, but anyway, but it was, I think this is something very, all credit goes to the group, Prabhu, because otherwise, if I had been reading alone, I would have never got the impetus to actually do it. But I now have very, very strong faith, because you won't believe, even Gauranga Prabhu appreciates a lot. He is someone who has been studying, who has the capacity to study 12 hours without getting up from the place.
Yes, I know.
He has done it for years.
Oh.
He has done it for years. It's not just that he had capacity, but he has done it for years.
Yeah.
But Gaurang Prabhu tells, अरे किधर से बोल रहे हैं मुझे कुछ, यू नो आई एम लाइक वेर यू आर टॉकिंग फ्रॉम, whereas the devotees who are sitting up, Prabhu, in our afternoon discussion, they have heard it 1,000 times, we have discussed it. So, and that's when I thought, you know, this thing works. You know,
Yeah.
there is tremendous potency in doing it slow and go. Don't, if you don't understand, don't go forward. You know, what is the rush in just rushing like that? So yesterday, bro, it was good. Yesterday's session, even though not much was covered, but yesterday, too, you know what I liked the most? Yesterday's Harinam Chindamani session. One devotee asked a very innocent question that, how do I know where I am? And somehow, I was wondering, how do I answer? Somehow, Krishna gave me some intelligence. So we did, let us do a case study of you, and then we did the whole thing too. Actually, two, three devotees messaged me, and one devotee could not contain himself. He's quite close to me. Gopinath Chandra Prabhu's brother-in-law. His whole family is like devotees. You know, they've been practicing for many, many years. So he called me immediately after the class, and he was like, Prabhu, you know, yesterday's class, I thought he was going to criticize me, a quickly portion cover nahi hua, but it's that personal thing that you shared, you know, with you know, the case study thing, that actually we could understand that, you know, whatever was till then you spoke was little bit theoretical, but that one exercise was you know, we could practically understand, you know, where our stages, you know, we could understand, relate with the other stages also like that. And I also, you know, sort of, while I was doing that exercise, and the way the devotee was responding also, you know, I felt very satisfied. Yeah, this exercise was good. It felt like that. So, anyway.
I also feel some like now 1 2 days because I hear every day. So when if someday I don't hear, I also feel little something missing today. So I hear the recording or something with some devotee. I'm sitting and I am discussing with other devotee also. I feel okay today. Ho gaya baldam shakti guru ka ghota ho gaya mera. Even if you don't do
नहीं,
Monday, I get, Tuesday, I get, Wednesday, I get, Saturday, I get, someday, I get.
but so this is I think if this culture catches up, Napro, even two devotees coming together and day in and day out, at least ek ghanta salke, I think this has tremendous potential. Otherwise, I am nothing special, because I know I never came to Krishna consciousness for philosophy, and I am not staying in Krishna consciousness also only purely for philosophy. So in fact, my initial days in Krishna consciousness, I was never so, the philosophy, I liked it, but the appealing thing was not the philosophy. And I was not a very philosophically inclined person also. So the only explanation that I can give is that there is potency when devotees come together and with no agenda, just discuss Krishna Katha, sincerely try to study and understand the subject matter. I think it has very, very powerful potential.
Machitta matkata prana.
So that is why like Goa group and all, very few people only attend. And with yourself, it is just one-on-one. So
yeah.
I have absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
Because I know that I am getting benefited. If not anyone, I know I am getting benefited. That's all. Yeah. Anyway. But we'll start to few days.
Revision.
So,
it is recording, I think, bro. You should again re-record.
It's okay. It's okay. Anyway, no one will have the patience to, I mean, whoever has the patience to hear this recording and come till the sixth session, they will get benefited with whatever we have discussed. It's because.
Yes.
So if they have that much patience, I think this...
They deserve to hear this.
they will benefit from this. Okay. So, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namo Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pucharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paskatya Deshitarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sadhadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we have been discussing from this first verse, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam, which is essentially an elaboration on the verse Ete Cham Sakalapum Sat Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, Jiva Goswami is using this verse to establish that point very strongly. And he says that Brahma Samhita is an important work because its conclusions is in line with the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he takes one verse and one word and start describing. First he describes why the word Krishna is superior to all other names. He says that Krishna here refers to the specific form whose name is Krishna, which means the form that Vasudev saw as described by Shukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto, and also the Chandogya Upanishad, in talking about Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya, writes the name Krishnaya first to indicate the supreme position of the name Krishna in compared to the other words. And also, Gargacharya in the famous two verses, Shukla Rakta Statapita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha, he first mentions the word of Krishna before describing the name of Vasudev, hence indicating that the name of Krishna is the foremost name, right? And then in the Padma Purana also, it is mentioned that the name of Krishna is the foremost of all the names. And in Brahmanda Purana also, it is mentioned that three times mentioning the 1,000 names of Vishnu, that benefit can be achieved by just chanting one name of Krishna. And here he says, specifically, Krishna refers to Govinda, which is the form in Braja. And then he says, there is a conventional meaning of the word Krishna and there is an etymological meaning of the word Krishna. The conventional meaning of the word is the son of Nanda and who is endowed with all the wonderful qualities as it is mentioned. Again, he quotes the two verses by Gargacharya. But here he quotes this verse to indicate, Shuklo Rakta Sthitapita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. So now, the form of Krishna could attract the previous forms also to descend along with him. So therefore, the word Krishna Sarvam, he says, Krish indicates attraction. So he attracts everyone. That's why the avataras were attracted to descend along with the avatari, right? So, therefore, he says, therefore, the conventional meaning is the same as the etymological meaning. So, therefore, Krishna acts as the magnet and the other avatars are like iron filings which naturally come. So, therefore, the conventional meaning of Krishna means you know, the more the one who possesses the best qualities, which is 64 in number in compared to the other, right? And the etymological meaning of Krishna also eventually means the same thing. So in order to establish that, he quotes this verse from you know, the Krishir, Bhuvachaka Shabdo Nascha Nirvriti Vachaka Tayor Aikyam Param Brahma Krishna Iti Abhidiyate. He says Krish means existence, maintenance and control, and Na means bliss. So therefore Tayor Aikyam, when these two syllables come together, it refers to the Param Brahma. And Param Brahma means the supreme nourisher of all, because Brha Vastu, the Brha, from the root comes Brihat and Brihanam. Brihat means the greatest, Brihanam means nourisher. So Brahma means the greatest nourisher, and Param Brahma means the greatest of all great nourishers, which is Krishna. And Krishna nourishes everyone through his ability to, by being the cause of existence of all, by maintaining everyone, by being the ultimate controller, and also by giving bliss to everyone, but being the source of bliss to everyone. And then he quotes this verse that you cannot say that Krishna refers to the general form of Lord. No, it specifically refers to the form of Krishna, because a similar verse comes in the Gautamiya Tantra, where again the same explanation is given. Krishi Shabdascha Sattartho Nascha Ananda Swarupaka. Like that. And then so therefore, then he says the word Krishi, Bhu and Satta mean the same thing, existence or maintenance or control. And if you say Krish means just existence, then it makes no sense. It has to be the source of all existence or the cause of all existence. And Krish also just cannot mean just attraction, but it is the power of controlling everything, right? And therefore, and Na means the cause of bliss to all. So therefore, when these two come together, then it leads to Param Brahma. Tayor Aikyam Param Brahma Krishneti Abhidiyate. So therefore, Param Brahma means the Brahanam Vastu, the maintainer or Nadishar. So therefore, Krishna should mean the greatest amongst all nourishers by giving them the source of existence and being the cause of all bliss. So therefore, you know, and further he describes, he gives proofs to explain how the word Brahman means nourisher. Brahatvad Brahmanatvad tat Brahma Paramam Viduhu. So because Brahman is Brahatvad, Brahat means great, Brahmana means nourish. So Brahman means the greatest nourisher. And further, he gives proof for by quoting from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra that how Krishna is described as Brahman or Parabrahman, right? And then he says how the word Sat cannot just mean existence. Sat refers to the cause of all existence. And he quotes from Chandogya Upanishad, Sadeva Saumyam Idamagra Asit. So if you take Sat to mean existence, then it means, then the sentence would mean existence existed before, which would have no meaning. Therefore, Sad means it refers to the absolute truth. And that's why even Om Tat Sad Iti Nirdesho, that verse comes in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Om Tat Sad, all three refer to the Parabrahman Krishna. Right? And then we discussed that therefore Krishna cannot mean just existence and bliss. It has to be the ultimate source of all existence and the ultimate source of all bliss. Then, and the jivas experience happiness of prema when they get connected to Krishna. So the source of bliss means the bliss of getting connected to Krishna, which is Krishna prema. Therefore, Krishna means the greatest by form and qualities. Why? Because he is the personification of bliss and he is the ruler and attractor of all. Therefore, he is the greatest by form and qualities. And this is what we understand from the Vasudeva Upanishad also, where it is mentioned, Devaki Nandano Nikilam Anandayat. How the son of Devaki gives bliss to whole world. And also another conventional meaning of Krishna from the Nama Kaumudi is Krishna Shabdasya Tamala Shyamala Pishi Sri Yashoda Stanandaye Parabrahmani Rudihi. How Krishna indicates a supreme Brahman who is dark complexion and who drank milk from the breast of Mother Yashoda. Right? So, so therefore someone cannot say that Krishna just means black. That is the conventional meaning. But, okay, that is one conventional meaning. But, or that is the most popular conventional meaning. But that conventional meaning should be, you know, sort of, or that is the etymological meaning. I'm sorry. That is the etymological meaning. But that etymological meaning should be given up and accepted. The, you know, the conventional meaning should be accepted.
Yeah.
And that is the thing. And he gives further proof for how Krishna is Param Brahman by quoting this Yuyam Draloke verse where Gudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam and further Aho Bhagyam Aho Bhagyam Purnam Brahma Sanatanam like that he says. And then Yatravatirnam Krishnakyam Param Brahma Narakriti, a famous verse from Vishnu Puran, he quotes Brahmano Hi Pratishtaham. Like that so many verses he quotes. Then he quotes, he's a person, Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. So even though Ishvara means controller, there could be many, many who are Ishvara. But when the word Ishvara is used with Krishna, because Krishna means the ultimate controller and the, Krishna means the ultimate controller and the ultimate nourisher. Therefore, the word Ishvara, when used in conjunction with Krishna, cannot just mean controller. It has to mean that he is the ultimate controller of all.
Yeah.
So, he quotes this verse from Gautamiya Tantra. Atava karshayet sarvam jagat stavarjantam kala rupena bhagavan tenayam krishna uchyate. Another meaning of Krishna is one who attracts. But he does not, everyone has an ability to attract, but no one has the ability to attract sarvam jagat stavara jangamam. That is only yeah. Krishna. So therefore, we use the word Ishvara, which is similar to karshayet, one who overpowers. So Ishvara means controller. Karshayet means to control. So therefore, if you use the meaning of Ishvara with respect to Krishna, it cannot just be controller. It has to be the universal control. And then he quotes this verse from Bhagavatam also. Swayam tu asamya atishayas trayadishaha. He is not just ishaha. He is trayadishaha means he controls even the three purushavataras.
Purushavataras.
And then he talks about the word parama. Para means excellent and ma means Lakshmi. So he is called parama because he controls, he possesses the most excellent shaktis in the form of his Lakshmis. He gives an example of the Dwaraka queens. He gives an example of the gopis, right? So therefore, because they are superior than even Lakshmi, so therefore they are Parama. And because the Lord has, Lord possesses them, therefore he is called as Parama. So that is the meaning of Ishvara, Parama, Krishna. So three are over. Then Adi. Adi means the first. So why he is the first? Because he is endowed with the most superior energies and all the most superior energies. So he is the first.
Yeah.
So and he gives many verses from Bhagavatam where Krishna is addressed as Adya or Adyaha Purushaha or Adyaha Purusham Rishabham like that. So that is the meaning of Adi, the first. And Anadi indicates that first is eternal, eternally first, right? Anadi clarifies that the first is eternal. So, Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna Idyaha. So, the Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna Idyaha. Before everything was created, only Krishna remained. Only Krishna was there. That indicates Adi. But in the very next verse, Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. Indicating that he is not just Adi, but he is Anadi also by indicating the word Nitya. And then he speaks about the word Sarvakaran, about the phrase Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam means he has to be the source of everything. He has to be the cause of all causes. So because Krishna is Adi first, therefore by deduction he has to be Sarvakarana Karanam also. And he quotes verses from Bhagavatam. Yasya Amsha 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 Bhagena Vishwotpatti Layodaya. So he says by the Amsha of the Amsha of the Amsha of Krishna, the creation, maintenance and destruction of this material universe is happening. So the Amsha is the three modes. The Amsha Amsha, the Amsha is Vishnu. Amsha Amsha is Maya. Amsha 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 is the three modes. Like that. And then he also quotes this famous verse, Narayanastam Nahi Sarva Dehinam Atma Sadisha Kilaloka Sakshi. Narayanongam Narabu Jalayana. That Narayana, he is your Anga, by he is your expansion, by indicating that he explains that he is Sarvakarana Karanam. And when others are called as Narayana, it is for different reasons. Narad Jatani Tatvani Narani Iti Vidur Budaha Tasya Tani Ayanam Purvam Tena Narayana Smritaha. Why Narayana is called Narayana? Why Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is called Narayana? Why Shirodakshaya Vishnu is called as Narayana? They are called Narayana for different reasons, but you are the original Narayana. Like that. So then, therefore, the etymological meaning of Krishna, that is to be the source of all, including Narayana, has again been established by quoting this verse, Narayanastvam Nahi Sarva Dehinam. Then we saw the meaning of the word Vigraha. So Vigraha indicates personality. So therefore, even though one might say Krishna indicates supreme bliss, if you take the etymological meaning as it is, therefore someone may say the word Krishna can indicate an impersonal entity also. But the words Ishvara and Vigraha indicate a personality very clearly. So Ishvara means one who is supreme in power, and Sarvakarana Karanam means who is the supreme cause.
Yeah.
So, but there could be a Purvapaksha objection where they say that this Taittiriya Upanishad verse says Brahman is bliss, everything comes from Brahman, bliss comes from Brahman. But then Shvetashvatra Upanishad also says Natasya Karyam Karanam Cha Vidyate, he has no body and no senses. So therefore, when you say Krishna, it must refer to an impersonal entity who is complete bliss, right? So in reply, the acharyas say, no, the form mentioned in the above verses indicate that he has no ordinary form, but he definitely has an extraordinary form. That is why in many other Upanishads, the form of the Lord is mentioned to be Sachidananda Vigraha. So Vigraha indicates a form. But then if Vigraha indicates a form, then how would you explain Natasya Karyam Karanam Cha Vidyate? So therefore, that form which you see in the world, which is Asat, Achit and Nirananda, the Krishna's form is not that kind of a form. Therefore, Natasya Karyam Karanam Cha Vidyate indicates that he has no material form, that's all. But he has Sachidananda Vigraha, because you have to account for that also.
Yeah.
Right? So he quotes from the 10th canto, where, Brahmaji says, Nitya Sukha Bodha Tanav. So he has an eternal, blissful and cognizant form. Nitya refers to Sat, Sukha refers to Ananda, Bodha refers to Chit, and Tanav refers to Vigraha. So Satchidananda Vigraha. So further to Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, the Brahmanda Puran says, all of them use the word Satchidananda Rupaya, Satchidananda Vigraha. Right? So definitely, the form, Krishna possesses a form, and what is mentioned here is the form of Krishna, he is a person, is very clearly indicated. Then we discussed about Sad Vigraha, how that form is changeless form, right? So Sad Vigraha means the form does not change. We saw the Satyam verse, Satyabratam Satyapram Trisatyam, indicates that this is Sad Vigraha, changeless. And then he quotes from the 10th canto, the Garbhastuti prayers. It is mentioned that, sorry, Devaki says, not Garbhastuti, where it is mentioned that at the time of cosmic annihilation, He says that you alone remain. Bhavan ekah shishyate indicates, you know, before creation, after creation, and after annihilation also his form exists. And then another 10th canto, 3rd chapter verse, where it is mentioned that no one in this material world has overcome birth, death, old age, disease. But now that you have appeared, death personified as fleeing is fleeing in fear of you. Therefore, people who have attained the shelter of your lotus feet, they are very peaceful. So indicating that death destroys one's body, but when that death flees from fear out of flees from you out of fear, then that it means that the death cannot destroy your body, which means that your form must be sadvigraha. And then another proof he quotes from the 10th canto of 14th chapter only, where Krishna's form is said to be sadvigraha, where he says that you have shown me your first, you appeared alone and then you manifested the Vrindavan calves and cowherd boys, then you appeared as a 400 Vishnu form. Finally, have you returned to your unlimited form as a Supreme Absolute Truth? Tad Amitam Brahma Advayam Shishyate. Like that. And as well as Gita says, Brahmanohi Pratishta Aham. And then he says, Yasma Charamatitoham Aksharadapi Chottama. So, if Brahman is eternal, so if Krishna is the shelter of Brahman, then Krishna's form must be eternal. Otherwise, if he has, how can he support eternal Brahman through temporary body? That is next argument. Again, from Gopal Tapani Upanishad, the form of the Lord is mentioned to be Thanuhu, which means eternal, which again indicates that it's Tad Vigraha, like that. Then Chid Vigraha means self-revealing. So self-revealing means it is not dependent on any other object to reveal itself. So then he quotes again from Brahmaji's prayers, where the Lord is addressed as Swayam Jyoti. So Swayam Jyoti means Chid Vigraha, self-revealing. Again, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, he is Atma Buddhi Prakasham. Atma Buddhi Prakasham also means self-revealing. Therefore, it means Chid Vigraha. And again, he quotes from Mundaka Upanishad, Yamevaisha Vrunute Tena Labhyas Tasesha Atma Vivrunute Tanam Swam. The Lord reveals His own form to others, like that. So then, we discussed about Ananda Vigraha. Ananda Vigraha means the abode of purest, highest and complete prema. Right? So that is the meaning of Ananda Vigraha. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, he quotes, Brahman Parodbhave Krishne Yan Prema Katam Bhavet Yo Abhuta Purva Stokeshu Swadbhaveshu Api Katyatam. So, how could they develop so much love for Krishna who was someone else's son? Because this is about after the Brahmanila. So they were showing the kind of love which was Abhutapurvam. So therefore this indicates that he is Ananda Vigraha. And then again, Vasudev says that the 10th canto, 3rd chapter, Ananda Swarupaha, Kevala Anubhava Ananda Swarupaha, indicating that he is Ananda Vigraha. Anandam Brahmano Rupam says the Shruti. So therefore, that is a form of bliss. Ananda Vigraha. So therefore, for the Jivas, their form and Atma is different. But for Krishna, Atma and the Vigraha are synonymous. So like that. Then we spoke about the meaning of the word Govinda. So he says, Krishna possesses two forms. One is as the king of the Vrishni, and then the other form as Govinda, one who herds the cows. So Krishna can refer to both. Form as Govinda is described in the 12th canto by Suta Goswami. Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Vrishni Rishabha Avanidru Grajanya Vamsa Dahana Anapavarga Virya Govinda Gopa Vanita Vrajabritya Gita Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Pahi Brityan. Like that. So Govinda and also as Vrishni Rishabh, may indicate his form in Dwaraka. Even though Krishna performs two types of pastimes in Vrindavan and Dwaraka, the form as Govinda is the most worthy of worship because Govinda is endowed with the most affectionate form, pastimes, and associates. So we saw from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Tatrapi Ekantinam Shrestha Govinda Hritamanasa, Yesham Srisha Prasadopi Manohartum na Shakniyat. That even amongst all the great Prema Bhaktas, those who are worshippers of Govinda are the greatest because even when they experience the bliss of, even they, if, when they experience the benevolence of, the form of Lord Narayana or the form in Dwaraka, they are not attracted. And we saw that Govinda Hritamanasa, Govinda can refer to Krishna, which means then Krishna's devotees are superior amongst all pure devotees. Or Govinda can refer to Vraja Krishna in particular, which means among all of Krishna's devotees, Vrajavasis are the best. Or Govinda refers actually to Krishna in his Kaishora form, which means that even amongst the Vrajavasis, the gopis are the best who get to perform pastimes with the Kaishora Murthy form of Krishna. So, therefore, even though Govinda literally means one who takes care of the cows, but that name Govinda is not an inferior name because it was an honorary, even in the Bauma Vrindavan pastime, it was an honorary name offered by Indra to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna as the Lord of cows or Govinda is perfect in his status. This is where we ended our discussion last time. So now we will try to somehow at least cover the first verse.
How many slides are there?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20, 22 slides. 20, I think it's doable too. I think we can, it's possible. So let's start. I think with more or less we have memorized the commentary actually almost, isn't it?
Maybe for me 50, because I don't remember shlokas. You remember shlokas, so it is
No, I also don't
50%
remember
for
shlokas.
me.
I think if you share it with one or two devotees, I think you will also like the commentary. Actually, because the first commentary is very important, that's why,
Means I can give all the subheadings for all. It is easy now.
Calling Krishna Govinda, the Lord of cows, does not indicate a lesser being. The Go Sukta says, Gobhyo yajnaha pravartante, Gobhyo devaha samuttitaha, Gobhir vedaha samudgirnaha, Shadanga padaka kramaha. So, if the cows are so glorious, then how can the word Govinda be an inferior name?
Like one small thing I'll add.
Yeah.
Like previously, if children were not studying, then the parents tell, I'll send you to village, we'll give some cows, and you become a cowherd boy. So that is considered the most stupid fellow's activity. If
Correct.
is any nothing you can do, at least you can herd the cows. And when
Yeah.
you say, okay, what is the supreme personality, the absolute truth is doing? He's
Ah.
actually herding the cows in the forest. They say this is
Yeah.
the least thing anybody can do in this, and that is the highest thing in the spiritual world.
Yeah, that's so,
The
Urdhva
shack.
Yeah.
So
So,
Bhakti Gyan Maharaj was telling, there was one very philosophically minded lady, and then she asked, okay, what is absolute truth? Maharaj said, he's cowherd boy in Vrindavan. He herds cows, and she was so shocked. She said, how can you say something like that? It cannot be digested by somebody like that.
So, if you see, Prabhu, so Gobhyo Yajnaha Pravartante, sacrifices take place because of cows.
House.
Gobhyo Devaha Samutpitaha, the devatas appear because of cows. Shadanga Padaka Kramaha, the Vedas with their six angas, Gobir Samudgirna, appear because of the cows. So, if Krishna is the protector of those cows, which literally means Krishna is protecting the sacrifices, he is simultaneously Govinda is the Yajnamurti, Govinda is the Devadeva, he is the protector of all devatas, and Krishna is also the protector of the Vedas. So how can that name Govinda be an inferior name? Right? These cows have appeared on earth from the supreme planet of Goloka. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Brahma himself states that he worships the Lord as Govinda. So he quotes this verse: Govindam Sachidananda Vigraham Vrindavana Surabhuruha Talasinam Satatam Samarudgano Aham Toshayami. Aham refers to Brahmadi.
Now this Brahma Samhita is about Supreme Brahman or because spoken by Brahma?
Brahma, because it was spoken by Brahma, that is why it is called as Brahma.
Because it is Brahma Samhita can also be it is because it is Supreme Brahman. That's why it is
Possible,
Samhita.
but it is called Brahma Samhita because it is spoken by Brahma. And Toshayami means I am trying to please or satisfy. Aham Toshayami, I am trying to satisfy. Sa Marudgano, along with the Maruds, I am trying to satisfy. Satatam, always. Vrindavana Sura Bhuruha Talasinam. Tala Asinam. Who is always sitting below a wish fulfilling tree in Vrindavan. Sachidananda Vigraham. Who has a Sachidananda Vigraha form and who is Govindam? So, even Brahma worships the form of Govinda. How can that form be inferior? Aham sa Marudgano Govindam Toshayami. I, along with the Marud, satisfy Govinda, who has Sachidananda Vigraha form. Vrindavana Sura Bhuruha Tala Asinam. Who sits beneath a tree in Vrindavan? As well, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma prays for attaining association with the Lord's form as the son of Nanda. So, the 10th canto, Brahma ji says,
Guru
तद्भूरिभाग्यमिहजन्मकिमप्यटव्यां यद्गोकुलेभ्यमानुतपोऽभिषेकं यज्जीवितं सुखिनं भगवान्
मुकुन्दस्त्वद्याप्यत्पत्रयस्यमेव
तद्भूरिभाग्यं माय ग्रेटेस्ट पॉसिबल fortune, iha kimapi janma, would be to take any birth, whatever, yet gokulepi, in this forest of Gokula. Katamangri rajobhishekam, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of presidents. Yet jivitam tu nikilam, their entire life and soul, Bhagavan Mukundaha, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda. Yet Pada Rajaha, whose lotus feet dust to adyapi shruti mugyameva is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Vedesh durlabha madhatma bhakto. So, shruti mugyameva, shruti is searching for the lotus feet dust. But in Vrindavan, everyone's body is smeared with that dust. And I just wish to take any birth by which I can bathe myself with the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of the residents of Vrindavan, like that. So therefore, even so again another proof for even Brahmaji, even Brahma
whispers
praise for the association
Govinda
or associates of Govinda. Right. So then Brahma addresses the Lord as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Naumidya tetra vapushe tadidam varaya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukhaya
vandasya
mrudu pade pashupangajaya. So he says, pashupa angajaya. Pashupa, pashu is cow. Pashupa is the protector of cows. Pashupa is Nanda Maharaj. Angaja is the sun. Pashupangajaya is Krishna. So, again, another proof. Proof for Brahma worshipping Govinda.
You are the only worshipable Lord history.
So he says, Idya, you are the Idya. Now me, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances. And who are you? Pashupa Angajaya. Yeah, you are the son of the king of the cowherds. Abhrava Pushe, you are wearing dress which is dazzling like lightning. Sorry, Abhrava Pushe is, you know, you have a dark complexion. Tadidambaraya means your garment is brilliant like lightning. Lasat Mukaya means you have a glowing face. Okay. Gunja Avatamsa means your glowing face is enhanced by your gunja earrings. Yes. And paripicha, peacock feather. Vanyas Raje, you are wearing vanamala. Vetra, you are having a herding stick. Vishana, buffalo horn. Venu, flute. Lakshma Shriye Mrudupade, and you are standing so beautifully. Kavala, by holding curd rice in your hand. Like that. So, Naumidyate Brahma Kushet Tadidambaraya. So, this is another proof that he says for Brahma worshipping Govinda. Therefore, other meanings for the word Govinda indicating various great powers are not accepted. Therefore, other meanings of the word Govinda cannot be accepted. The Gautamiya Tantra, in the description of the 10-syllable mantra, after reiterating that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, since he is all-powerful, concludes that he is a cowherd boy also. So, this is from Gautamiya Tantra. Gopiti Prakritim Vidyad Janas Tattva Samuhakaha Anayor Ashrayo Vyaptya Karanatvena Cheshwaraha Sandranandam Param Jyotir Vallabhatvena Katyate Atava Gopi Prakritir Janas Tadamsha Mandalam Anayor Vallabha Prokta Swami Krishnakya Ishvara Karya Karanayor Ishaha Shrutibhistena Giyate Aneka Janma Siddhanam Gopinam Patirevava Nanda Nandana Ityuktas Trailokyananda Vardhanaha. So meaning, So this is a long meaning, multiple meanings for this verse. Tattva samuhaka, those persons possessing truth, gopiti prakritim vidyat, they know that gopi means prakriti. And jana means the assembly of all material elements. Atava gopi prakritir janaha.
Oh, here Gopi is actually Prakriti,
Prakriti.
energies,
So gopi jana means assembly of all material elements.
elements. Okay.
Anayor ashrayo cha ishvarah. The shelter of prakriti and its elements is the Lord. Vyaptya karanatvena, since he is the final cause and pervades everything. Vyaptya means he pervades. Karana means he is the cause. Vyaptya karanatvena, because he pervades all these elements in the form of Shirodhaka Sai Vishnu, and he is the cause of all these elements in the form of Karanodhaka Sai Vishnu. So Vyaptya karanatvena, anayor ashrayo cha ishvarah. He is the shelter of prakriti and its elements, like that.
Oh, now here gopis have a different the meaning. Anayor ashrayo is of gopis means this can be Karana Sai Vishnu also.
Yeah, correct. Atava or gopi
Okay.
prakriti. Gopi can mean the spiritual prakriti. So this is
Okay.
gopi refers to material prakriti,
Okay, yes, spiritual.
and therefore Ishvara is Karanodhaka Sai Vishnu.
Okay.
Then he says, Atava or Gopi can mean spiritual prakriti.
Okay.
And Jana can mean the assembly of secondary forms of the Lord. Jana tad amsha mandalam.
Okay. There can be other Vishnu forms.
And Jana refers to other Vishnu forms. The Lord Ishvara known as Krishna, Krishna ke Ishvara, Vallabha Prokta is called Vallabha. Anayor Swami, the master of Lakshmi and other forms of God.
Okay.
Vallabha means the supreme light, condensed bliss. Sandranandam Param Jyotir Vallabhatvena Kathyate.
Okay. Can
Okay.
be
So
Lord of
now,
Vaikuntha.
okay. So here Ishvara refers to Lord of Vaikuntha. Then Gopi iti prakritim vidyat. The word Gopi means prakriti, the energy of the Lord called Maya, which is the material cause of the universe. Janas tattva samuhakah. The word Jana means tattva samuhaka, the elements starting with Mahatattva. Anayor ashraya, the shelter of both. Ishvara is the Supreme Lord. Sandranandam Param Jyotihi, the supreme light composed of condensed bliss. Vallabhatvena Kathyate. This is the meaning of Vallabha. This is very similar to the first understanding, but let's see the explanation. Oh, there is another meaning also.
Here, our meaning.
So,
Nandanandan.
Karya Karanayor Ishaha, the Lord of cause and effect, Karya Karanayor Ishaha, Shrutibhis Tena Giyate, is thus glorified by the Shrutis in this mantra. Okay. Now, this has to come in the previous this thing only. Another meaning is that Aneka Janma Siddhanam Gopinam Patirevava. Another meaning is that Krishna is the master of many cowherd women who achieved perfection after many births. Nanda Nandana Ityuktas Trailokya Ananda Vardhanaha. He who is the son of Nanda, Nandanandana, increases the bliss of the three worlds. So he says three meanings of the mantra are given. Krishna as impersonal Brahman, Krishna as majestic in Goloka, and Krishna as intimate in Gokula.
Okay, the third meaning is impersonal Brahman, previous one.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, so why he is, what we are discussing now?
We want to prove Govinda should be accepted as Vraja Gokula. That meaning of Govinda should be taken as superior than any other meaning of Govinda.
Yeah. So, here he says, correct. The reasons for his being called Ishvara, the possessor of all powers, are two. So, three meanings of Ishvara, that's what this verse says. Three meanings of Ishvara. One is Brahman. Another is Krishna in Aishwarya Golok. And the third is Krishna in Gokula. Gokula is the sweet portion of Golok. The reasons for his being called Ishvara, the possessor of all powers, are two. He pervades everything as effect, and he is the ultimate cause. Okay. Why Ishvara? He pervades everything as effect, and he is the ultimate cause. Prakriti also refers to Shakti of the Lord called Mahalakshmi, who appears in Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
So Prakriti is Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi in the second case, and this is material energy in the first place, this first case, and gopis in the third case.
Yeah.
She is beyond Maya and arises from the Lord Swarupa.
Yeah.
Amsha Mandalam refers to the forms of Sankarshan and others.
Okay.
Yeah, expansion, further expansion. Aneka Janma Siddhanam means after endless births in the material world. This does not mean that the gopis are all sadhana siddhas, but that they, like Krishna, appear countless times to perform pastimes with him in the material world. So, it's not that after many, many lifetimes, they, they perform some sadhana and attend an opportunity to participate in Krishna's pastimes. It just means that they were, every time Krishna appeared, they also appeared with Krishna. That is the meaning of Aneka Janma Siddhanam, which means there were Aneka Janmas were all Siddha Janmas. That is what it means. Thus, the Gita says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. O Arjuna, you and I have passed many births in this world. So, the meaning of Aneka Janma Siddhanam. So this does not mean that they are sadhana siddhas.
Yeah.
Even though Krishna is eternal, Garga has also agreed that Krishna is the son of Nanda.
Yeah.
Though he says the following, it can be explained logically that he is actually Nanda's son. What does he say? Prag ayam vasudevasya kvachit jatas tavatmaja vasudeva iti shriman abhijnaha samprachakshate. For many reasons, again, third time in the first verse, a commentary only, for the third time he is quoting this verse.
Yeah.
For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours, sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child as Vasudeva.
Beautiful son of yours. That's why it is his Nandanandan.
Yeah. He appeared to be the son of Vasudev because he appears in Vasudev's mind. Avivesham Shabhagena Mana Anaka Dindubehu. He entered the mind of Vasudev in partial form. And then again he quotes another verse from the 10th canto. Tato Jaganmangalam Achyutamsham Samahitam Surashrutena Devi Dadara Sarvatmakam Atmabhutam Kashta Yatanandakaram Manastaha. Thereafter, accompanied by the plenary expansion, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all auspicious for the entire universe, was transferred from the mind of Vasudev. Shura Sutena Devi Samahitam. From the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki. So therefore he is called as Vasudeva because he was born in the mind of Vasudev. Like that. But simultaneously he appeared to Nanda in Braja. This point is supported by many scriptures. Though he made an appearance to Vasudev, he also appears as the son of Nanda.
Yeah.
Nanda and Yashoda's pure great prema for him, filled with parental affection, is most appropriate. Similarly, even though Varaha appeared to take birth from the nostril of Brahma, simultaneously appeared on Varaha Loka, though this was not seen by the common people. So, explanation of how Vasudeva's son who appeared as Nanda's son.
No, he's not Vasudeva's son. He's Nanda's son also. Krishna
Nanda
appeared
son
as both Nanda's son and Vasudeva's.
Yeah. But actually, it is mentioned that he appeared as from the mind of Vasudev, but he was the actual son of Nanda only. So even though Varahadev appeared from the nostril of Brahma, but Varahadev is not called as Brahmatmaja.
So then you have to write Nanda's son appeared as Vasudev's son. So you are saying Vasudev's son appeared as Nanda's son.
Correct, you are right. You are right. Correct. Okay. Yeah. Pure prema belongs to Nanda and is obstructed in Vasudev because Vasudeva's love is mixed with knowledge that Krishna is the Lord. Thus, it is correct when Garga says that Krishna, even though the son of Nanda, is also the son of Vasudev. Because he was just born from the mind of Vasudev. Shukadev has also confirmed that Krishna is the son of Nanda. Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehkinam Gopika Sutaha Jnaninam Cha Atma Bhutanam Yata Bhakti Matamiha. Ayam Bhagavan, this personality Krishna, Gopika Sutaha, is the son of Mother Yashoda. Sukha Abaha, he is accessible very easily. Bhakti Matam, to the devotees who are filled with devotion. Nayata, but he is not so accessible. Jnani Nam, to mental speculators. Atma Bhutanam, to those who strive for self realization by severe austerities and penances. Dehinam, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. The knowers of Agama confirm this by saying, Sakala Loka Mangalo Nanda Gopatanayu Devata. Krishna, the son of Nanda, is consciousness for the whole world. says Gautamiya Tantra. Last slide. In describing the 10-syllable mantra, this fact was also acknowledged. Nandanandana ityuktas trailokyananda vardana. One should also see the commentary of Vaishnava Toshani on the verse Nandastvatmaja Atmaja Utpannaha. The 10th canto, this is Vaishnava Toshani by Jiva Goswami's commentary, or does it refer to Sanatana Goswami's commentary? I think he must have mentioned Brihad Vaishnava Toshani if he wanted to indicate Sanatana Goswami. Maybe, I don't know, one of the two commentaries. So the point is that he's describing about Govinda. Right?
Yeah.
The last discussion is about Govinda, right?
Govinda, yeah.
Nadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So this is very long actually. Explains
yeah.
why Govinda and
so Brahma
let's just
is
go
praying.
Through this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krishna appears in two forms, the king of Vrishnis and Govinda. And he says that, but Sutta Goswami explains Govinda to be a very to be a form. And then actually, Govinda is the most worshipable form because that form can attract the highest kind of bliss in the followers of Govinda. Tatrapi ekantiram sreshta Govinda hritamanasa. So one whose heart is attracted by Govinda can never ever be attracted by any other form of the Lord. So therefore, Govinda is not an inferior name. Rather, it was an honorary name offered by Indra after this whole Govardhan Leela. And he says, Gosukta glorifies the cows.
Yeah.
So, Gobhyo yajnaha pravartante, Gobhyo devaha samuttitaha, Gobir veda samudgirana, shadanga padakakramaha. So, if the cow is so glorious, then how can Govinda, who takes care of the cow, be inferior? And
yeah.
Gopal Tapani Upanishad further addresses Krishna as, Govindam Sachidananda Vigraham Vrindavana Suraburu Hatalasi Nam Satatam Samarajgano Ham Toshayami. Even Brahma worships that form of Govinda. And even Brahma prays for the association of the associates of that Govinda. And another proof for Brahma worshipping Govinda, Naumidyate Abhravapushe Pashupangajaya. Like that. Therefore, other meanings of the word Govinda cannot be accepted. And Ishvara refers to Govinda. He quotes from the Gautamiya Tantra, where three meanings of the word Ishvara. One meaning of Ishvara is Brahman, another meaning of Ishvara is Krishna and Aishwarya Goloka, and another meaning of Ishvara is Krishna and Gokula, who is actually Govinda. And then it is mentioned that even Gargacharya very clearly says that Krishna is actually Nanda Maharaj's son only because he says sometimes he appeared as Vasudev's son also. This is not wrong because he appeared in Vasudev's mind, but he actually appeared as Nanda Maharaj's son, and therefore he says Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutaha. He is addressed as Gopika
Sutaha.
Sukadev Goswami says. And and the Agamas also say Sakala Loka Mangalo Nanda Gopa Tanayo Devata. So like that. So in this way we have come to the end of discussion of this first verse, which is Ishvara Parama
Krishna Sachidananda
Vigraha Anadir
Adir Govinda Sarvakarana.
Like that. So this was amazing, Nabu. First, so this was how many slides we have covered? Let's just, I think more than 100. I think this is close to. Let me just see how many slides. So 117 slides we have covered through.
Wow.
So, which is almost 1/4 of one fourth of the book we have covered already. So even though we have taken like 4 or 5 sessions now, but we have covered one fourth of the book. Then hopefully, then I think before I go back to GV, because once I go back to GV, you know, time is, even now time is very difficult. I'm just squeezing out time. But once I go back to GV, it will be all the more difficult. But let us keep a target too. Before I go back to GV, we'll complete the Dhrumasamhita at least.
You want, we can take the extra hours of time. Okay, I'll try to make it.
Yeah, but whether I can, I will have extra hours or not is questionable too.
Yeah,
but let's try our best. But at least, let us start. Let us keep the target of completing
Dhrumasamhita. You are there till which date?
I think after my I will be there too. At least another 2 weeks. I think I'm there.
Oh, good. I think 2 or 3 weeks are there, then it is possible.
Yeah, I think we can do it. We can do it. Now I think we can complete the second verse also. Second verse has another just 6 slides, and we still have another 10 minutes. So sure. I think we will complete the second verse also. And then maybe next time whenever we meet, we will start. No more recapping first verse. Well, next time we'll start from the second verse recapping. So we'll start like that. So we'll start with the second verse.
You send me the slides through first verse.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I also want Manasiksha with your notes and unspoken obstacle also with after the class wala PPT I want.
Yes,
I and even Harinam Sintamani also after class while I want because
you are class not on Telegram na Prabhu.
No, bro.
Telegram, I am posting all the slides and videos, everything is there. But oh, I can send it across to you, no problem. So now what we will do is we will complete the second verse also.
Sure.
And now, he is going to describe how this Goloka Vrindavan looks like. Very, very beautiful description. Sahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakyam Mahatpadam Tattarintaran Tadhama Tad Anantamsha Samsvam. So, this is description of Gokula.
Gokula.
Because Gokula means Goloka Vrindavan only, what we know. Gokula and Goloka, Goloka refers to Aishwarya Goloka.
Yeah, I understand.
Gokula refers to the Madhurya,
yeah.
The sweet thing. So, Tadhama, Dhama of Krishna, Gokulakyam Mahatpadam, called Gokula, is the supreme abode.
Yeah.
So Mahatpadam is Gokula.
Yeah.
Tat Karnikaram. It is the center or the pericap of Sahasrapatra Kamalam. There is a 1,000-petaled lotus, and this Gokul Dham is the center of that 1,000-petaled lotus. Tad, that abode. Anantamsha Sambhavam. It is sustained by a portion of the spiritual energy of Baladev called as Ananta. So this verse starts the description of Gokula. It continues also in subsequent verses. So he has described Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. Now, where does the Govinda reside? Sahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakyam Mahatpadam Tat Karnikaram Taddhama Tat Sambhavam. Then Shrijiva Goswami writes, this verse presents the eternal dham suitable for the gama, form of Govinda. Eternal dham suitable for Govinda. There is a lotus with a thousand petals. This lotus should be understood to be made of Chintamani, since it will later be explained that the earth there is made of Chintamani. Chintamani, Bhoomi is Chintamani Ganamayi. So, because it says this lotus must be made of Chintamani.
Oh, these petals are not petals of lotus. It's not
lotus.
Lotus. Chintamani petals.
It is the most excellent place, Mahat Padam. Mahat Padam can also mean that this is the place of the majestic form of Krishna called Mahavaikuntha. Mahat Padam can also mean Mahavaikuntha. I think this is he is just presenting. He is presenting a you can say like Purva Paksha understanding.
Okay.
However, because of the fear that there are too many meanings, the meaning is made specific by adding the phrase Gokula Akyam. It is called as Gokula. So I am not talking about Mahat Padam referring to Mahavaikuntha. I am talking about
Gokula Akyam.
Thus, Mahat Padam does not refer to Mahavaikuntha. But Gokula Akyam, Mahat Padam, does not refer to Mahavaikuntha. But it refers to Gokula. By applying the principle that the conventional meaning overrides the literal meaning, the conventional meaning of Gokula literally means a cow shed, is the spiritual living place of the cowherd people of Raja. So again, Gokula has conventional meaning and etymological meaning. So conventional meaning is
ocean. Conventional meaning is cowherd people of the
conventional meaning is place of gopas. Etymological meaning is
cowshed.
So, but conventional meaning overrides the etymological meaning. Right, like that. In the same sense, it is said that the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Gokuleshwaraha, he is the lord of Gokula, the cowherd village. The word will be used with this sense later in Brahma Samhita. So Gokula means, therefore, henceforth, Gokula refers to the place where Krishna stays with the Vrajavasis in a sweet mood of relationship. This is the meaning of Gokula henceforth whenever it is used. This dham is also called Vanavaikuntha in the scriptures. Wow. Have you ever heard of
First
it,
time
right?
I heard. <Run away.
Vanavaikuntha.
laughs>
Yeah, this is called as Vanavaikuntha, is called as Gokula.
I've been seeing Sampradaya literature.
Don't know, maybe. Yeah. This place of Krishna may be great, Mahatpadam,
Padam.
because it has a huge palace, Mahantapuram, suitable for living with many others, with Nanda, Yashoda, and other devotees. So, why is Gokula called Mahatpadam? Because it has a great palace where Krishna could live with many
That means it's not some cow, some village hut or something. It is also a big palace.
people. Krishna lives together with them will be shown later. The nature of this dham is then explained. What is the nature of this
Explain
dham?
next to
That
us.
will be the. Oh, so he says, it exists eternally, Sambhavam, as a pure
Oh,
spiritual
spiritual.
effulgent portion of Baldev called Ananta.
Okay.
It exists eternally. This is also understood
Anandamsha.
Vaishnava scriptures. Or the phrase can mean it is the dwelling place of Baladev whose portion is Ananta. So another meaning of Ananta Amsha Sambhavam. It is the dwelling place, Sambhavam, of Baladev, whose Amsha is Ananta. This is the meaning of Ananta. Like that. Okay, so we have started discussing the description of Goloka Vrindavan or Gokula. We will continue this discussion hopefully next Wednesday too. So for
Yes,
5 days next we will not be able to discuss Brahma Samhita, but hopefully we will catch up with the other discussions. I will tell you bro. So the next so tomorrow, today evening counselors class is there. So tomorrow morning will be Madhurika Kadambini for the Amal Mahaprabhu view, and evening will be the Dubai session and the Kuwait session. So I'll try to send you the link for that if you have time. And Saturday also I have like morning US class is there,
11
so that Goa class is there. So Goa
11
class
na
that,
10:30
either 11 to 1 or 10:30 to 12:30, I will send in the Goa WhatsApp group too.
yes I get it yes.
And evening will be Kargar class, so I think that day will be difficult. We can't meet.
I
And
will attend Goa class.
yeah, Goa session you can attend.
I'll join.
And Sunday I have Bhakti Sangha class too. And rest of the day I have some other work also. So Sunday will be difficult. And Monday I have cancelled all my classes. Tuesday I have cancelled all my classes. Whatever is there and
Okay.
anything
So Wednesday. Okay,
that I can.
Sunday and Wednesday. Saturday and Wednesday.
Yeah. So Friday, tomorrow, yeah, it will
Tomorrow
be
evening I will try
tomorrow
to.
evening you can try. Or Saturday Goa class and then directly Wednesday we can discuss.
Sure.
So
Thank you
thank
very
you
much for
very much, sir.
go.
No problem. And that's it. Thank you very much.